This is podtech.net, and I'm Kip Meekum here at GnomeDex 6.0 in Seattle, speaking with Mike Fridgen, VP of Marketing and Product for Faircast, making a product announcement here at GnomeDex. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Kip. Appreciate it.
You mentioned in the product announcement that you did using the blogosphere in this launch this week. Tell us about the launch. Tell us about what you did.
Absolutely. So we've had two launches over the last couple of months. One was a private beta launch. And the other was a public launch. It was actually this past Tuesday. In both cases, you know, our key outreach was to the blogging community, and we had significant pickup in our initial private launch with TechCrunch. Michael Arrington wrote a post on us, and then with John Battelle and SearchBlog. What's interesting in both cases that they both had an accelerator. So the initial launch was May 24th. Mike covered that on the 25th. It was picked up by both TechDirt and then Dig. Over 800 people dug it. So it was really interesting to see that accelerator really pushed us out there and generated not only a lot of traffic, but a lot of real users using the site, giving us feedback. So that happened during the private beta. Also, John Battelle's search blog, we had over 400 people ask for invites to our site from his, and he even came back to us saying, I've never seen a response like this. So it really helped us get out there and get people using the site. And then from there, even this latest case, we had dozens of posts from both John and Mike and others that then really translated into traditional media coverage. So we had mentions in the New York Times, and then that actually kind of came full circle to a full write-up in the front page of the business section of the New York Times, which is today. That came out this morning. So we're pretty fired up here and really thankful that the blogging community supported us to get the word out. And now it's driving all this incremental traditional media activity.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate
Tell us a little bit about the company, about the product, what you're actually doing.
Sure, absolutely. So Faircast is an online travel site that sells airfare tickets. So it's a place to shop for airline tickets. What's unique about it, there's two things that are very, very unique. One is we provide an airfare prediction, the only company to do that. So we actually tell you for any flight that you're searching for, if prices are going up or going down, and if you should buy now or wait. And that's a proprietary patented algorithm that creates that prediction. So this technology has been in R&D for the last 3 years, started by a computer science professor at the University of Washington, Oren Etzioni, who was an entrepreneur in the early 90s, starting companies such as Metacrawler and NetBot, both that were acquired.
I was an old Metacrawler user.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Very cool.
Yeah, so he ended up selling Metacrawler to GoToNet, and then it became InfoSpace. So definitely our founder is very familiar with kind of the early days of search and data mining, and brought a lot of that thinking to Faircast. So over the three-year period of time, you know, Oren, he's a computer science at UW, would then, you know, get his computer, some of his students involved, and it was an initial project that became real, got some financing, and now three years later is a full consumer-facing site. So.
How many people in the company were you located?
Yeah, 22 people in the company. We're located in Seattle area, Lower Queen Anne, Seattle. We have had a Series B round of financing recently where we raised just about $7 million from Greylock and Madrona Venture Group and WRF Capital, the three that have been invested. And, you know, this is the launch of the site. So it was Seattle and Boston originations to 120 total markets. That happened Tuesday. And our plans over the next, you know, really, you know, several months here, but throughout the year, is to add more markets. That's the number one piece of feedback we've heard is, we love it. Now,
provide me
service for my airport or my origination point. So it's really about that. There's some other features that we'll add on top of that, but that's really kind of what we're focused on building out.
Talk about your go-to-market strategy there into getting to those other markets. How do you go do that?
You know, I think we'll take a similar approach, and then we'll reach out, continue to reach out to the blogging community. We'll continue to reach out to local media. So as we enter an origination area or a DMA, we'll go out to the local press there as well. But, you know, we don't have a big marketing budget. That's not where we're spending money. Our money's being spent on technology and user experience. And we're just, you know, pretty grassroots and roll up our sleeves and get out there and talk to people about what we're doing. And if people find it interesting, they'll share it. So,
are companies like Travelocity, Expedia, Priceline, are these guys your competitors? Or are you displacing or disrupting them? Talk a little bit about that.
It probably is somewhat disruptive. I think anyone who's selling airfare online, you could say, is a competitor. I mean, that's we're about creating a better shopping experience for airfare. You know, one piece is the prediction, which is complete innovation. The other piece I didn't mention was, you know, a full travel search experience. So as you enter your flight details into a form like you would on Expedia or any other travel site, we provide you all the fares from all the airlines. But then when you go to book, you actually book direct at the airline site. That's what we found is most people are shopping Expedia, Travelocity, and they actually end up booking at the airline site because they get bonus miles, they don't pay booking fees, they know the lowest fares are there anyway. So we're creating an experience that makes that process easier, and we've done that in a very kind of responsive and fluid GUI around the whole, you know, Ajax interaction with a lot of the Flash components, so it's very quick to filter and sort the flight results.
Yeah, the software looked great in the demonstration. Where do the listeners go to learn more about what you're doing?
Sure, it's faircast.com. We have a link actually in the header that says Add My City. We're really trying to get feedback from people on, you know, who wants this service and where, what destinations and origination should we be bringing to the experience.
Doing it kind of democratically.
We are. I mean, right. there are certain markets. I mean, we're really looking at several data points, but, you know, one is listen to people who are on our site, you know, so that's the Add My City piece. It's also site metrics, where are people naturally coming from, and then what are the big airports in terms of both online travel users in the vicinity and total traffic.
And just high volume of travel.
Yeah, but we're taking that all into consideration. And certainly listening to people, that's what this phase is about. That's what it'll always be about, is listening to people and both improving the experience and planning for growth based on what we're here. Yeah.
Mike Fridgen, VP of Marketing and Product at Faircast, FareCast.com. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Congratulations.
Appreciate it so much.